Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We've waited long enough. Yesterday was Melissa's birthday, as I'm sure you know, and she informed us just a few moments ago that she's got a gift for us, and that gift comes in the form of a Mr. Miami update. Now, Melissa, let's rewind a little bit. A couple weeks ago, Mr. Miami sent you flowers and said they were for your birthday about 2 weeks early. And you're telling me that he hit you up again closer to your birthday?
Well, he's known to send things. He did send sushi before.
Oh, yeah.
And he has sent text messages.
Yeah,
good memory, Cal.
He's planned to take you on a trip.
Sort of. Okay. But as you know, we went to dinner last week. That was really nice. A couple hours. And then for my birthday, I got offered dinner. Grubhub.
Okay.
Wait, like so, dealer's choice or did he pick it for you?
It was dealer's choice.
Ooh, okay.
So I got myself a little macho Mexican.
I think this man has
bought the name of the restaurant.
Bought you dinner more than you've bought yourself dinner over the last year.
I know. So I got myself burrito suiza and some chips
naturally.
And salsa.
Yeah. Okay.
So. And I hear Mr. Miami wants to burrito squeeze you.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And that's just a forewarning, and Melissa will be able to clear out a room very easily today.
Oh, my gosh. So that was actually really nice, and I got an extremely nice, and that's very nice, very considerate note. And so that's what I've noticed.
Wait. What did the note say? Yeah, let's not.
All these nice things about, like, you know, you're a great human being, and you deserve the best, and blah, 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 blah. You know, all these complimentary things.
You would look great in Miami.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Will you marry me?
No.
Melissa, I feel like, you know.
But he's super thoughtful, like really, really kind.
And yet, every time you bring him up, you're like, yeah, but we're just friends. I'm not doing that for my friends.
Well, look how long this has been going on. I really, truly think when we went to dinner, there was like no romance. It was all like talking.
But yeah, but, like, yeah, talk, but this talk, is coming talk, from talk, the talk. Same girl who, like, guys slide into her DMs and you respond. And, like, I'm like, Melissa, that was a flirtatious response. And you're like, it was?
Well, like, yeah. So, you got to build the groundwork, though. Do you feel like after this, from where you started with the sushi dates and now all this, do you feel like maybe, possibly, Mr. Miami could be a little bit more in the future?
I have no idea.
That's not a no.
That was not a no. Stay tuned. Let's play some ones.
Gotta.
Go.
One's Gotta Go, of course, is powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services.
Zzzt.
Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. You sent us a couple of options that you think would be like, yeah, these are two options that are really difficult to pick between. And then we're going to tell you which ones gotta go. Joining us today is our dear friend, Alyssa in Lake Villa. Alyssa, how are you this morning?
I am doing good. How are you?
Doing so good.
Good. Thank you for joining us. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course.
Wow. Polite.
Alyssa is already our most polite phone caller
yeah.
that we've ever had during One's Gotta Go.
Especially today.
Okay, so let's try for our, this one from a 219 texter. One's got to go. Spam phone calls or junk mail? Which one's got to go, Alyssa?
100% spam phone calls.
Okay, why is that?
Because they're hard to ignore. If you're getting a phone call, it takes away your attention. If it's an email, you can just skip on over, just delete it.
Right. Yeah. They're both annoying.
They're both annoying.
Hate it filling up your inbox, too. But yeah, the spam phone calls, right? That's got to go because sometimes you're like, what happens if, you know, especially if it's local, you'll see like 312.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, is that something that I, you know, I asked somebody to call me back and I don't remember, like a business or something. But yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's the spam phone calls have to go.
I've never felt more strongly about a one's got to go answer in my entire life. The junk mail, it can be recycled, okay? Spam calls, it got to the point where I was so frustrated. I got 15 calls in one day just the other day. And I said, you know what? I'm ending it. I'm doing whatever I need to. If I have to pay for a service to get rid of this, I will. And so I went online and I Googled how to get rid of spam calls, and it took me to the Do Not Call registry.
Jesus, let's go.
And I couldn't sign up for it because the government is shut down right now. It is a government agency. And
oh,
so,
no. Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Didn't realize I touched a nerve there. All right, another 219 texter. One's got to go, clowns or werewolves?
Oh,
Alyssa, which one's got to go for you?
As soon as you said clowns, my stomach dropped. So definitely clowns.
Clowns got to go. Melissa?
Really? Clowns over werewolves? Werewolves. Yeah. They bite. You can also then turn into a werewolf. I don't want to be one.
But we don't live in London, so I don't think it's as big of a problem.
I don't know. So thanks. I'm saying werewolves got to go.
Nice little Warren Zevon joke there.
Thank you.
You know, look, I'm making this answer shorter than the last one. Werewolves, actually, the clown's got to go because I work with one every single morning.
Hey!
At least I didn't say I work with a werewolf every single day.
What?
That
is true.
That would insinuate you're hairy.
That would have been weird.
All take right. That instead.
Alyssa, you've been our most polite phone caller of all time, but we got to end that now. One's got to go, Melissa or Austin?
What?
I got to
talk about werewolves or clowns.
Gosh. It's always this one. I'm going to take one for the team, and Melissa, you got to go.
Yes!
Wow! Melissa! Oh, man.
She is the most polite call we've ever had.
That's not polite.
No, that was the most polite answer. She said clowns got to go back-to-back answers.
Austin.
Melissa.
We have an email from Gino for Dear Melissa and Austin in Frankfurt who says, it's time to decorate for Halloween, but not at home.
Uh-oh. This is a great debate.
In the office.
Oh, okay.
Gino, what's going on?
Well, look, I got really into it. I like Halloween. I never get trick-or-treaters. They come by the apartment. So I really wanted to, like, jump at this opportunity to decorate. And we get to decorate our individual cubicles. And I got banned. I went too far. I went all out and I hung a dummy from the ceiling.
Oh no. Oh my gosh.
And you know, everybody who would walk in would just, you know, scream or yell or jump back thinking it was real. That's the point, right? It's supposed to look real. So they made me take it all down and now I just have a couple of, you know, furry spiders hanging on the edge of the cubicle. So I guess my question is, like, what's going too far? You know, there's a $100 prize with this thing. And that's what makes me mad is, like, I probably spent $100 on all my, you know, all the decorations.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, if they ban you, they ban you.
But I'm like,
it's work.
It's kind of on them though. If they're going to have the contest, like, I don't know. Like, they can't,
that's what I'm saying.
You can't have,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Yeah. Stipulations.
I like the way you say that.
He's competitive.
Well, what can he do? It's not like he can go back and say, you can't ban me. He can't do that, right? He's at work. Can you just come back and say, okay, I'll redecorate it. I just won't go that far. Ask him what the limits are. What's the limit? Was it the person hanging from the ceiling?
Now I feel like I have a target on my back, and anything I do, they're going to say it's too much. Like the fountain of blood, too much, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that might not necessarily be. Would you be decorating your, like, area if it wasn't for this contest?
No.
Okay. If it was the other way around, I would say just keep decorating, do you, and just don't be a part of the contest. Unfortunately, and I hate to be this guy, but you got to be a company guy.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing you can do about
that. You can maybe ask for an appeal, you know, push back a little bit, I guess, but
yeah,
if you did that, you just have to wait and see what they say.
Yeah.
Like I said, you could be like, okay, can I redo this? I understand I went too far. If I didn't hang the dummy from the ceiling, could I start over?
I mean, it's good. I've got a few weeks, so I might. Yeah, I guess I could do that.
Okay. I mean, well, I don't know what else you could do.
Yeah.
Except just say okay and just drop the whole thing.
Yeah.
Silent protest. Well, all right. You guys encourage me. I'm going to call an audible. I'm going to try something different.
Okay. All right. And then
there you go.
When you're done, you're going to take a photo of your office and you're going to send it to us at US99 Mornings on Instagram. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
If you need any advice, email me, Melissa, at US99.com or Austin at US99.com.
Look, Morgan Wallen may be the problem, but our very own Melissa McGurn is not. Hubba, hubba.
Oh, stop. Stop.
Melissa has got a question for the room.
I am really confused, like legitimately, and I'm really hoping somebody can help me mentally figure out what's going on. Because I have gone multiple years, and it's okay, I don't mind, but I went multiple years without being asked out on a date, which is, it's okay,
sure.
You know? Yeah. It was a massive...
Yeah, that was me in high school. Big whoop.
That's high school. It was a massive dry spell. And I just thought, okay, well, you know, I'm not in my 20s anymore.
Sure.
Like where everybody's like really dating.
Right, right.
All over the place and getting asked out and everybody's like, and I'm like, okay, that's just the way that it is. And then all of a sudden, the last year, maybe year and a half or so, out of nowhere, I've been asked out like 4 or 5 different times.
Brag about
with
it.
Different. No,
no, I'm kidding.
But no,
I'm kidding.
I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, right. It's like,
and
it's
certainly,
like, it comes all at once. It's like all or nothing. Almost.
Yeah, but I certainly, I do not think I'm all that. I'll tell you that right now.
Sure.
I just don't understand how a human being can go from having somebody, millions of people around,
right, right.
Nobody having any interest for years.
Yeah. It's
nothing.
Like, it's like at least you would have thought that you would have at least like seen like a crack in the dam before the entire dam just came down and the waters come rushing in.
Or, you know, it's like within several years, you might have been asked out once.
Sure.
I wasn't even asked out one time. So what theory? I mean, think hard, think deep, because I don't understand.
What
changed?
I've got a theory. 312-946-4995. Get in and help Melissa out. Let's talk this one out.
I don't get it.
Whatever you think it may be, may or may not be, 312-946-4995. Melissa, my theory?
Oh, save it.
Oh, come on.
No, because I don't want you to skew any answers because I'm so... I don't understand.
Okay, I'll reveal my theory coming up next, but we want your theories. 312-946-4995. You know Melissa. We love Melissa. Let's get in and help out Melissa. Try and grasp what is going on and why.
I don't understand.
Why? How many in the last year? Like what? Like 4?
Yeah.
Five? Goodness, girl.
From zero?
Living well,
like for
over here.
Years?
312-946-4995. What is it? What's the deal? Julie and Cherville.
What is going on?
Why is everyone asking out Melissa now after years of not?
Understand.
Melissa, I think your self-confidence has gone up.
Ooh, I like this. Go on.
I think when your self-confidence goes up, you put yourself out there. People feed off of that.
You think?
I do.
I didn't notice it until you literally just said it, but it's true. Your self-confidence has gone up.
I can hear it on the radio.
She can hear it.
Really?
I can hear it on the radio.
I don't feel like it's any different.
You may not know it, but that aura you're putting out there is
self-confidence.
And look at me go.
And it is infectious on potential suitors.
Well, I like that theory.
Yeah, I love
that. And now I'm going to have to dig deep to see if there's like more there than I realized. You know what I mean?
No digging deep. Just go with it.
Just go with it.
I like the way you think.
You don't need to know the science behind why the wave is cresting. You just need to ride it.
Ride the wave, baby.
Well, Julie, listen, thank you so much for this call. I love this theory. We appreciate you weighing in.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Love you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Aaron and Huntley.
What's your theory?
So, you're a radio personality.
Yeah.
And a good one at that.
Right? So, you are considered to the masses that listen to you. You're a celebrity. You go to a lot of events. You're around. You're backstage. You know country music fans and singers. That's a big deal, and it's intimidating. So I see that for the last few years, most men are like, she's out of my league. No, wait, she's Melissa. They're saying, what do I have to lose? I'm going to take the shot. The worst she could do is say no.
Oh.
So you're saying the guys are like basically
they've
building
changed.
Up the confidence to just be like, why not?
100%. Oh. You're smart. You're outgoing. You're beautiful. You're all those things.
What? I'm getting complimented right now. This is amazing.
It's true.
Aaron, thank you so much for the call and for weighing in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Aaron.
Have a great day.
Love you.
Love you.
Kim and McHenry.
What's going on?
Okay, so Porter is at the age now where what? Didn't he just start high school?
Yes.
So before that, you were going places with Porter and doing things that he would be doing. And those type of parents aren't looking to date at those kind of events. Oh. Now that Porter's older, you're probably going other places without him. And that's maybe where you're getting ass out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Look
that's
at a good that. Point.
Yeah, you're no longer mom Lissa. You're Mel Lissa now.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not just going to like little kid things
and
all day.
You're not showing up with like spit and throw up all over your dress now, thanks to Porter. So.
Well, you're not going to school events where most parents are go together. You're not going to, I don't know if you play sports like baseball games, like that the parents go together. You know, it's not someplace that you go to look to get a date.
Well, oh my gosh.
That's a great theory.
Great theory, Kim.
Yeah,
Kim.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing. We appreciate it.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Melissa, my theory?
Yeah, what was it?
It's this radio show. You know, ever since you started working with me, you just got cooler. Look, you got a good wingman in me.
I do have a good wingman.
Right?
I do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's spooky season.
Ooh, I love it.
I love this time of year.
I know, me too.
I love to be frightened. I love to watch scary movies. And I love to hear scary stories, which is what we are doing all this week, but not leaving you empty-handed if you come to us with a spooky story, because we're giving away tickets, a 4-pack of tickets, to Six Flags for Fright Fest.
We need a spooky story, so who's on the line?
Our storyteller of the day today is Margarita in New Lenox.
Ooh, cool. Margarita.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you because you're going to scare us. What's your spooky story?
Okay. So I'm always into looking horror movies. I love it. So one night I'm watching a Possession movie, and I get a little scared, so I turn it off, and I went to bed. Like in the middle of the night, when you have that sensation that somebody is on top of you or looking at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I hear like a whisper voice.
Ooh. Ew.
I sleep with you.
Wait, what did it say?
Can I sleep with you?
Oh, my gosh.
A little bitty tiny spooky voice. I swear to God, I pee my pants that night.
And then
I have like a little brave and I open my eyes and it was my 3-year-old daughter.
Oh!
Can I sleep with you?
Oh my gosh.
But it was actually, so it's a real person. But you didn't think it was. And you peed yourself.
I did not. It was like a fast asleep, and in the middle of the night, somebody just whispered. I was super scared.
Yeah, right. And after watching those, scary movies, you got the worst thoughts in your head already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Margarita. I think you need to be scared a little bit more and maybe go to Fright Fest.
Right.
Oh my goodness. AJ.
Is that story good enough to get
it.
Margarita these tickets?
Yeah, is it?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
That long, agonizing scream is your tell that, yeah, it is. Margarita, you are going to Fright Fest. And don't worry, you're not alone. A lot of people ask to sleep with Melissa, and she gets just as scared.
No, that does not happen.
We just talked about it.
Stop it. Oh, my gosh. Don't listen
to him, Margarita. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
No, thank you, guys. You make my morning very enjoyable every time I go to work.
Thank you. Have a great time at Fright Fest.
I will do. Thank you so much,
hey,
guys.
Hey, Margarita.
Yes, ma'am.
Boo.
Wow, that's a good scream.
Good job, girl. All right. Good job.
Margarita, thank you so much. Another chance to win these tickets tomorrow. Just make sure you are prepared with your spooky story. Melissa?
Austin?
You're not busy right now, are you?
I am not. Are you?
No, because I was thinking about getting to some great news because it's 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it is 8 o'clock. So let's get to the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. You can lose weight and feel great. Go to feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great
Melissa and Addison.
What's your great news?
My daughter made the honor roll and for 5 years in a row, and we just left Addison Trail.
Come on.
Oh, well, look at that.
Look at
five
that.
5 years in a row.
She is so proud of herself.
As she
yeah,
should
right.
be.
Melissa, does she get her brains from you?
No.
What?
I love that. I say the same thing about Porter. Yeah. Anything he's good at, well, he didn't get it from me.
Yeah, what is it with Melissa's around here?
I don't know.
It's a good name.
It is a good name.
Isn't it a great name? And it means honeybee from a honey tree.
All right.
Because we're sweet.
That's not
yes.
why. Maybe Melissa and Addison.
My daughter's name is Abigail, but she's sweet.
Well, she sounds like it. And obviously, good head on her shoulders. What's her best subject?
I don't know. You can ask her. Abby, what is your best subject? Tell them.
Favorite subject?
I think flight class that she has is pretty good. She made me a turtle.
Made you?
It has to be woods.
Oh, yeah. She made me a chair.
And a cutting board.
Goodness.
She made you a chair?
Jeez, so she's good with her hands, too.
Yeah, she actually made me a wood chair.
Oh, my.
And stained it and everything.
Oh, my
what?
Goodness.
That's
oh, yeah.
awesome.
I got it for Mother's Day last year.
Oh, my God. You're amazing,
and
girl.
A cutting board.
Abigail, congratulations. Thank you so much for calling us, Melissa. We do appreciate it. And keep us posted. Keep getting that honor roll, girl.
Yes, Des, she will.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. Have a nice day.
Thank you,
you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
A couple of days ago, I tried pranking my very own Melissa McGurn into believing that I was moving.
Yeah, moving to Nashville.
Yes.
I was like, wait,
right.
what?
I technically never said I was moving to Nashville, so I didn't lie, but I did allude to the fact that I was that I had gotten a job and I was moving to Nashville. And for a moment, she was spooked a little bit, as were many of you, because our text line was flooding of like, don't move. Please don't move.
That's so nice.
And I will say I am moving, but to a new house in Elmhurst.
Yeah.
Just a slightly bigger house. We got two young kids. They're getting bigger. Got the dog. Just need a little bit more space.
Yeah, you needed a little space.
I love my old house. Miss my old house. We had a beautiful patio, beautiful backyard. But we just needed something a little bit bigger.
So you're doing it.
However, with the move comes things that you discover in the move, whether it was left behind by the people in the house that owned the house before you,
mm-hmm.
or something that like you discovered that you were like, I forgot I even had this, but the movers packed it up and you found it while unpacking.
I literally just remembered this.
Really?
When I moved into my house in Riverside,
uh-huh.
I opened the garage door. No joke.
What?
Church pew.
Just a church pew? Just a full-blown church pew?
Yes.
Where did they get it? Did they steal from the church?
I have no idea. It was like 12 feet long. It was solid wood.
Yeah.
It had to have weighed a ton. A full-blown wood church pew.
You should have gone to church that Sunday and just made that your offering.
I know. I'm like, why is there a church pew in my garage?
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know.
312-946-4995. See, all I had left behind at the house that I discovered was, remember the Titans on Blu-ray. But church pew is so much better than my answer. 312-946-4995. What did you find left behind at your new house in the move? Or what did you discover in your boxes that you forgot you even had thanks to the movers?
Yeah, you found something and you're just like, what is this?
312-946-4995. I know you can top Remember the Titans on Blu-ray, but can you top a church pew? A literal church pew in your garage. 312-946-4995. What did you discover in the move? We want to get into them next because I know there's plenty out there.
Mm-hmm.
What did you find in the move? Whether it was left behind by the previous owners or something you found just while unpacking. Going to start off with a text from the 219. Moved into a house that had a plug-in Electra pizza oven in the pantry.
Oh, nice.
Talk about an added benefit.
That's a bonus.
Are you kidding me? Sean in Midlothian.
What did you find in the move?
So we found a 7-foot wooden old antique toboggan sled.
Oh,
wow.
It was in the rafters of the garage, and that was 24 years ago when we moved in. And my children, we took it down and took them to the sledding hill, and my children got the most fun out of that. And now I was cleaning the garage and noticed we still have that toboggan sled in the rafters.
So when I move
out of the home, I'm going to leave it there.
Oh,
I love it.
That is cool.
Yeah. So maybe other families, if they move in with children, we'll get that same joy.
Oh,
I love that.
I love that.
I think it's so sweet that the first family had it. They left it. You've got a chance to use it, and now you'll pass it along to the next family. That's really cute.
Did the sled have the word Rosebud engraved in it?
That sounds real familiar.
Yeah, well, that's just a Citizen Kane movie reference. That's a.
I didn't know.
Okay. Citizen Kane? No, it's a great film. You should watch it sometime. Yeah, Mel's looking at me with the blankest stare she's ever given me. Okay. Well, listen, Sean, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Got to hand it down.
Yeah, right.
Got to hand it down.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Suzanne in Highland.
What'd you find in the move?
My brother found it in our master bedroom. He was painting, and on the top shelf of the closet, was pretty high, he found a bowling toy.
A bowling toy?
Stop. Ew. Ew.
Oh, wait. Oh, that kind of bowling toy.
Austin.
Oh, my goodness.
Austin's late to the game.
I was like, what do you mean? Like, just like a play. Just like a play.
I'll pull a picture with it. like a photo.
There was a photo with it?
Ew! Ew!
Yes, it was all the way on the top shelf.
With it in action?
No, no.
Okay.
What, do I even want to ask what kind of photo that?
Was it a photo of the people that lived in the house before you?
Well, it was a photo of a male, and it was not the husband of the one we bought it off of.
Oh my gosh. I think I know what you're throwing down here right now, Suzanne.
She said a bowling toy, and I just thought it was like toy pins or something, like one of those plastic bowling sets. But no, you're talking the bowling that we refer to on this show.
Definitely.
Oh, my
God. Ew, I would like have to pick it up with like a baggie.
I would need at least a hazmat suit to get that thing removed.
I definitely made my brother deal with it.
I bet you did.
Hey, while you're painting our house, do you mind disposing of that toy?
Yeah, it's all in one job.
Oh, gosh. That is too funny. Good.
Well, Suzanne. Thank you for that one, Suzanne.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
You're
we appreciate
welcome.
It.
All right, thank you.
It's time for The 5 at 8:35, and joining us today is our dear friends Nick in Addison and Andrew in Hebron. Andrew, why don't you say hello to Nick?
Hey, Nick. What's up, Andrew?
Okay, guys, you are up for these tickets to see Mr. Christmas, Brett Eldridge, at the Chicago Theater. With The 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready to play?
We're ready.
All right, with all of that said, let's play. Question number one. What Thomas Rhett song includes the lyrics, "I ain't ever seen anything like your dress, my floor, the way you wore my t-shirt"?
Andrew. Is the song t-shirt?
Is it t-shirt? Andrew's on the board. 1-0.
Question number two. Which city is widely, which city is widely considered to be the country music capital of the world? Andrew.
Nashville.
Is it Nashville? Andrew out quickly to a 2-0 lead. Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just I'm filibustering a little bit. Let you take a big old swig of coffee and get right back in this thing, okay?
Let's do it.
Because if Andrew gets one more, he's going to Brett Eldridge. Question number three. What rising country artist sleeps like a baby, never shows up late for work, doesn't drink whiskey, or how it feels to hurt? And also, you know he never lies. 3 seconds.
Nick. Take a shot in the dark here. Morgan Wallen.
Is it Morgan Wallen?
Mm.
It is not. Andrew, you got a guess?
I don't.
We're looking for Zach Top.
Well, Nick, you're still in the game with question number four. According to Randy Houser's hit song, he's running out of what?
Nick. Andrew.
Nick.
Moonlight.
Is it Moonlight? And
oh,
Nick's not going down
yourself.
Without a fight. Here we go. 2-1 heading into this fifth and final question. Nick, you need this to tie it to send it to a bonus question. Question five. Right. Johnny Cash famously sung about falling into a burning ring of
Andrew.
Andrew.
Oh, ring of fire.
Is it fire? Andrew, you're going to Brett Eldridge.
All right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Andrew.
Well,
thanks,
Nick, you were close. I knew you knew that last one.
Yeah.
You just didn't get your name in fast enough.
Right.
Well, congratulations, Andrew. We hope you have a great time at the show.
Nick, try us back again tomorrow for another chance to win, okay?
Yep, you guys know it. Have a good day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.